BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Hospitality Association FIDASA believes a proposed tourism levy in Durban could drive tourists away and force many businesses to close.
If there's a greater tourism economy, not only in Durban, but in the entire province, was doing a lot better, it's something that we could actually maybe understand and maybe possibly support. But at the moment, tourism in this province and in Durban is still under pressure. It still hasn't recovered to any of the pre-COVID levels. And any further costs like this just makes business that much more difficult and probably going to lead to business closures.
Etiquini's Economic Development and Planning Committee has recommended the local agency do a study into introducing a tourism tax. The city says the proposed measure would fund efforts to market Durban as a top tourism destination. FIDASA's Brett Tange says while it can be fair, alternative ways to fund tourism in the city must be explored.
At the moment, there has to be assistance from both sides, and that's why we have Durban Tourism and the KwaZulu-Natal Film and Tourism Board. Those entities are set up to promote the region and the city. They've got budget allocated from tax or from rate in the city. And that's where the money needs to come out of.
The Portfolio Committee on Higher Education has slammed members from the Department of Higher Education for their no-show at a meeting on Minister Nobuhle Nkabane's CETA appointments. The minister has also failed to appear, saying she's attending an event in the Eastern Cape. She's accused of appointing ANC members to the high-paying Sector Education and Training Authority boards. ANC committee member Gaolatlhe Kgabo says those not attending the meeting have no respect for the rule of law.
I must indicate in this meeting that the minister is not in any position to tell us whether we must postpone the meeting or not. In fact, it must be indicated in this meeting that this portfolio committee will not operate based on the availability of the minister. It must be reaffirmed that this meeting will continue whether the minister is there or not, precisely because of this, not for the first meeting that we had postponed due to the unavailability of the minister.
The DA Skarabo Kakao says there's no reason why the minister has to attend events herself when her deputies are available.
Essentially, we're sitting with two deputy ministers here who are not responsible for nothing, essentially unable to tell us anything that we need, because the person who's going to be able to tell us and who must be able to tell us what's going on is Minister Nkabane. And her being evasive in this process is not only a spit in our faces, because it's a waste of our time, but it's also a spit in the faces of the people of this country who depend on a ministry that's going to function properly.
And Donald Trump's administration says it will seek the release of a grand jury testimony related to Jeffrey Epstein. Attorney General Pam Bondi says the Department of Justice will ask a court to unseal the grand jury transcripts as Trump's relationship with the late financier comes under the spotlight again over an alleged off-color letter published by the Wall Street Journal. Trump has called the letter a scam and has threatened to sue the publication. Epstein died in 2019 in a New York prison during Trump's first term after being charged with federal sex trafficking in a scheme where he allegedly groomed young and underage women. The top story this hour, Hospitality Association FIDASA believes a proposed tourism levy in Durban could drive tourists away and force many businesses to close. More news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.